It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
You know, I've noticed that there's not many preachers today who are preaching on the subject of hell. Well, let me say this, that they need to be preaching on it and letting people know that no one has to go to hell. God does not want anyone going to hell. And we read in Luke chapter 16, and this may be a familiar section of Scripture to you, but we need to read it again. We find the story here, and it's a real life. It's not something that's made up. It's not a parable. It's real. We see the rich man, and it says in verse 19, there was a certain rich man, which was clothed in purple and fine linen, and fared sumptuously every day. It goes on to say that there was a certain beggar named Lazarus. Well, this is something that some people try to allegorize or try to just say it was a parable, but the Bible is plain. There was a certain rich man, and there was a beggar by the name of Lazarus. Well, no one should go to hell. We read in Luke chapter 16, once again, we see the rich man, he died and Lazarus died. No one should go to hell. First of all, because God does not want anyone to go to hell. In John 3:16, that familiar verse, it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." God doesn't want anyone dying and going to hell. 2 Peter chapter 3, the Bible says, "The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." And that word perish there means to go to hell. He doesn't want anyone going to hell. We also read, we read on and we see that God gave his Son. He gave his Son, as we've read in John chapter 3 and verse 16. He gave his Spirit. God sent the Holy Spirit to lead and guide a person to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. God gave his Word. It says, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God, according to the Bible. And we read the Word of God, and you know, that's the only promise that an unsaved person has, is that when they read the Word of God, or they hear the Word of God, God is quick and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword. That is, the Word of God goes forth. It will touch the person's heart. It will open that person's spiritual mind to the fact that they need Jesus as Savior. The Word is given to keep sinners out of hell. No one should go to hell, and God does not want anyone going to hell, and neither does Jesus Christ, who is God. Hebrews chapter 2, in verse 9, the Bible says, "We see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man." You see, Jesus was made he has made a way of escape for us today. He tasted death for us that we wouldn't have to go to hell. His death on the cross proves it. His love for sinners proves it. In John chapter 15, verse 13, the Bible says, "Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." Now, we stop to think just a moment, if we can just stop and realize that he was put to death. And not only did he lay down his life for his friends, he laid down his life for his enemies. He laid down his life for those people who really, they don't like Jesus. Those people who shake the fist in his face and say, "We don't want you. We don't believe in you." But you know, there's coming a day when they need to believe in him, because If they don't believe in Him right now and trust Him to be their Savior, they will go to hell. We see in 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 18, the Bible says, "For Christ also hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that He might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit." Well, Jesus died on the cross. He was buried. But thank God, He rose from the grave that we could have eternal life. Our sins are forgiven through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Not only does Jesus not want anyone going to hell, but we also see that the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, does not want anyone going to hell. John chapter 16 and verse 8, the Bible tells us there that when He is come, He will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. That's speaking of the Holy Spirit. You see, what that verse means in John chapter 16, verse 8, what that verse means is that when He comes, the Holy Spirit, He's going to let people know about sin. He's going to let people know about righteousness. He's going to let people know about judgment. But I've got news for you. He's here now. He has come, and He is convicting people right now of sin in their hearts. Acts chapter 2 and verse 37 says, "Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart, and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, Men and brethren, what shall we do?" In other words, what shall we do to be saved? After the Holy Spirit spoke to those people, their hearts, they were pricked, and they asked the question, "What should we do?" And of course, the answer came back, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved." Acts 16:31. In Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 27, it says, "And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment." Well, what's after death? What comes after death? Well, the Bible is plain. What comes after death is judgment. What's after judgment comes the devil's hell. And you know, the sad part of it is, when a person dies without Jesus, the Bible teaches us that they go immediately into the presence of hell. Well, the Holy Spirit doesn't want anyone going to hell, and neither do the people in heaven want anyone going to hell. Luke chapter 15 and verse 10, it says there, "Likewise I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth." Who's there? Who is there rejoicing in the presence of the angels? Who are the people that are, who are the ones there rejoicing in the presence of the angels? Well, I would have you know today that no mother in heaven wants anyone going to hell. No father in heaven wants anyone going to hell. No sister or brother or child wants anyone going to hell. These people are in heaven, and they are rejoicing when one person comes to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, not only is there joy in heaven, and not only do people in heaven not want anyone going to hell, but people in hell do not want anyone coming there. Notice with me, if you would, in Luke chapter 16 and verse 27 and 28, where it says, "Then He said, I pray thee therefore, Father," now this is the rich man speaking, "He said, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house." He's speaking about Lazarus. He wants Lazarus now to go to his father's house. He says, "For I have five brethren, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment." Hell is a real place. But notice, this man, the rich man, did not want anyone else coming to hell. The men in hell are interested in revivals. Men in hell are interested in personal worth of soul winners. People in hell are interested in soul winning, and they are interested in missions. We as people of the church, we as people who belong to God's church, we as people who belong to a local church need to do our jobs and go out and tell this lost and dying world that Jesus saves. Not only do people in hell not want anyone coming there, but I want you to know today that hell was not prepared for the human being. Matthew chapter 25 and verse 41, it says, "Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. Hell was not prepared for any human being. Hell was prepared for the devil and his angels, a place where it will be everlasting punishment. Now I want you to notice a contrast here. John chapter 14, verses 1 through 3, Jesus said, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." Hell was prepared for the devil and his angels. Heaven is prepared for those people who trust Jesus Christ, who ask the Lord to come into their hearts, to forgive them of their sins and take them to heaven. Finally, we see that hell is an awful place. Hell is a place of separation. Hell is a place of torment. Hell is a place of suffering. Hell is a place of no hope. If you've listened to what I've said today, you need to let the Holy Spirit speak to your heart. Now, I've spoken to you, and God is letting you know that you should not go to hell, that you have a way to stay out of hell today. And that way is the only way, and that way is through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you would ask Jesus Christ to save you today, to come into your heart, "Lord Jesus, I know I'm a sinner. I know that, Lord, I cannot go to heaven on my own. I can't work my way there. I know that I've heard the verse that says, 'Not by works of righteousness which you've done, but according to his mercy he saved you.' It's not by works. So, Lord, I want to be saved. I'm sorry for my sin. Please come into my heart and save me. Lord, the best I know how, I'm asking you to save me so that I can go to heaven and I can be with you one day. And I want there to be rejoicing in heaven right now because I'm getting saved. Right now, you're going to save me because I'm asking you, Lord." Now, if you'll pray a prayer like that, the Bible talks about faith. Faith. That means that you have enough faith to believe that Jesus Christ is going to save you right now. You believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and he came to seek and to save you personally. You need to trust him as your Lord and Savior. If you asked him, or if you will ask him right now to come into your heart, he'll save you because he came to seek and to save you. He does not want you going to hell. Ask him to save you right now. Trust him as your Lord and Savior. And Christian, you've trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. People in heaven do not want anyone going to hell. People in hell do not want anyone coming there. What about you, Christian? Do you want people to go to hell? Do you want them to go to hell or to heaven? Tell them about Jesus so they can go to heaven and stay out of hell. Tell them that Jesus loves them. Tell them that Jesus saves, and tell them that Jesus wants to save them right now if they will call upon him, trusting him as Lord and Savior. And Christian, you have everything to be thankful for today because Jesus Christ died for you. He saved you because you trusted him. We need to share that, and you need to share that with everyone that you come into contact with. Thank the Lord today that he saved you. And he's made it possible for you one day to see Jesus Christ personally.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.